First of all, let us pray shortly. O Lord, my strength and my Redeemer, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable to you, O Lord. Amen. First of all, please let me say thanks to you all, Mother Sarah, and all members of St. Francis of Palos Verdes for inviting me to this celebration of St. Francis Day. I am very glad to celebrate the feast day of our community's founder with you all today. Maybe you have already noticed from my pronunciation, and Mother Sarah already mentioned, English is not my first language. And I was born and grown up in Japan. So I'm afraid I might have used some Japanglish in my sermon. And if you find any points unclear or understandable, please ask me later. And people sitting behind, can you hear me well and the voice is okay? Thank you. Today, we are here to celebrate the feast day of St. Francis of Assisi. St. Francis of Assisi. When you hear this name, what do you imagine? What do you think of from this name? Some people might think peace. Yes, the peace prayer beginning with, Lord, make me an instrument of your peace, attributed to him is very famous. Maybe ecology. Yes, Pope John Paul II declared this saint as patron saint of ecology in 1980. Poverty. Yes, he abandoned everything to follow Jesus. And patron saint of animals. Yes, it is said he preached to birds and tamed a wolf appeared in a town called Gubbio. And you had pet blessings yesterday. And we have, what do you call, some dogs outside today too. We can find our own image of St. Francis. And I have my own too. My image of St. Francis is based on mainly on 1972 movie Brother, Son, and Sister Moon. I love this movie very much, and it's one of my most favorites. But sometimes I ask myself, do I really understand the reality of St. Francis? Today, I want to ask you the same question too. Do you understand the reality of St. Francis? I remember I watched the film Brother, Son, Sister Moon with my parents in Japan, maybe in 1973. Wow, it's almost 40 years ago. Yeah. I don't want to think about it. But I don't remember at all what I thought or how I felt when I saw this film, because I was just 9 years old. I was grown up And I had several chances to see this film. And Brother Sun Sister Moon still remains one of my favorite films. Though sometimes I feel this film is too sentimental. Saint Francis of Assisi. Everyone knows him, I think. You know him very well. And I don't think I have to tell his life story again today. Then I don't have to preach at all here, but maybe some people know him better than I. So today, I want to pay attention to another important person around him. It's Pietro di Bernardone. He, Francesco's father. Pietro di Bernardone was a wealthy clothes merchant, and he was a strong-willed father for Francis. Each bent stubbornly upon what he thought mattered in life. For Pietro, it was power and influence and the satisfaction of accomplishment in the world of business and trade. But for Francis, it had become weakness and littleness and poverty of spirit that paradoxically gave him power and influence and satisfaction of spirit. According to his biography written by Thomas of Celano, once Francis took expensive clothes from his father's shop and sold them and gave the money to the poor priest to repair his broken church. Of course, Pietro got furious. His son not stole expensive, luxurious stuff from his shop, but also gave them strangers free. And later, Francis started to beg through the streets of Assisi. What did Pietro think? I guess, "It's enough," Pietro screamed. Can you imagine if your favorite child takes your money, jewelries, and expensive stuff from your house and gave them to poor people and says to you, "Dad, Mom, are you happy? Because we stored up treasures in heaven." Do you agree with your child? This is the reality what Francis did when he was alive to his father. It's an unbearable insult for the richest merchant of Assisi that his son went begging and people hissed and mocked him. Pietro ran from the shop, collared Francis, and dragged him before the Bishop of Assisi. In front of the Bishop of Assisi and people, Francis stripped himself of his clothes calmly and placed them at the feet of Pietro, his father, reverently. And he declared in a strong voice, "I have called Pietro Bernardone my father, but now I will say, our Father, who art in heaven, and not Pietro Bernardone. This is a very famous scene, and Italian painter Giotto painted this in the frescoes of Upper Church of Assisi. If you have a chance to visit Assisi and visit the Basilica of St. Francis, there are magnificent frescoes of Giotto in the Upper Church. Once they were torn down by earthquake in Italy, but they were recovered. When I was a seminarian in my 20s in Japan, this scene moved me and gave me an encouragement and strength to make my decision to follow Jesus and Francis, to become a Franciscan friar. I like this scene very much and recollect it when I think about my vocation, especially relationship, myself and my father. But recently, I feel something pricking in my heart. Pietro di Bernardone was a strong-willed man and very stubborn, and he was a very difficult father for Francis. He was furious at Francis, and he could not understand his son at all. But still he loved his son, and Francis knew that. If so, then what a cruel sentence Francis uttered to his father. He said to him, "You are not my father anymore." Pietro realized that he had gone too far with the boy when he dragged him to the Bishop of Assisi. Francis lost his father on the earth, and Pietro di Bernardone lost his only son. Biographies of Francis don't mention this father anymore after this incident. And Francis started his new life as a fool for Christ. With sadness, Pietro gave up his son and never tried to get him back. Pietro never understood his son, but he loved him. Therefore, he didn't try to bring him back home. He let his son go his own way. In many places, at churches, we talk about love. And it is very easy to talk about love. We hear about love everywhere. But I wonder, do I really love my family? Do I really love my brothers? Do I really love my neighbors? I'm not sure. Honestly to say, one of our brothers wrote meditations for Forward Day by Day 2 years ago, and he wrote in one of his meditations, "It is very easy to love our neighbors living in opposite side of the earth, but it is very difficult to love your family and your neighbors." Just imagine you who you don't like, or you want to complain, you want to nag, or more radically to say, if possible, God will exterminate him or her from this world. You don't have to tell it to other people. Just keep it in your mind. Imagine such a people, and do you love him or her really? In Los Angeles, sometimes a homeless guy visits our house and asks us money and food. Usually, this is secret, we don't lock our front door. And one day, one of our brothers, Brother Tom, vicar of Church of the Epiphany, came back home and saw Jack, that homeless guy, coming out from our house. Tom noticed our house clock in his bag. It was Tom's grandmother's old clock, very precious for him. Tom yelled at Jack and took the clock back and sent him away. Later, he asked me, "I lost my temper. I should not have said such harsh words against him. I'm not sure, but we could give it to him." The biography of St. Francis tells us another story of St. Francis. One day, St. Francis and his brothers were staying in the, what do you call, pig barn, a place or house for pigs. Very poor place. But later, it was a rainy day and windy day. At midnight, a farmer with his sheep visited that house and insisted, "This is my house, I'll use this, so get away here." Other brothers complained, "No, this is our house." But St. Francis decided to leave that house. Yes, this is for him. St. Francis became a mendicant. A word mendicant sounds very religious and special these days. But the original meaning of mendicant is almost the same as beggar. I have a print copy of Francis' habit, and this morning I asked Mother Sarah to make a copy for you all, and it was inserted into the bulletin. This one. I saw the real one in Assisi, and imagine, use your imagination, please. Imagine if someone wearing like this, it doesn't have to be like this strange clothes. Someone appears in front of you wearing old, patched, dirty, smelling clothes. Maybe it's really dusty and stinking. And if he says to you, "Store up your treasures in heaven," What do you do? Saint Francis did this to his own father, who loved him very much. Pietro di Bernardone disappeared from the sight of Francis from this incident when they stood in front of the Bishop of Assisi. They conflicted with each other, but they loved each other in their own way with each stubbornness. Many historians and theologians wrote a lot of books about Francis, but no one has paid so much attention to his bungler father. I hope Pietro di Bernardone will give you a hint to think about the reality of Saint Francis. Let us pray. Lord, grant that we may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. Amen.